I mean, back to Pennsylvania, where there's another kind of life forming. The political life of this campaign comes down to the Pennsylvania primary. Tony Norman of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is still with us. Tony, evaluate this, will you, just for a moment. We've already heard John McCain, who was on the WWE last night. Here's Hillary Clinton addressing professional wrestling fans.
I am ready to rumble.
Senator Hillary Clinton, amazing. Estella
Combo, here comments. Tony, what is it about Pennsylvania? All this talk of guns and wrestling. What's going on here? What have you done?
It really has come down to, Hillary Clinton is no Ric Flair. I tell you, it's really getting ridiculous. And Barack Obama as The Rock. Well, that kind of makes sense thematically. But this whole race has become. I mean, we're wrestling with our very souls here. We're wrestling with the very idea of democracy, and I think we're losing.
Isn't that a bit dramatic?
Well, it is, but, you know, this whole election, this whole primary season in Pennsylvania, 7 weeks of this, I mean, we all feel like we've had our heads in a headlock here, and that Hulk Hogan is just banging us into the canvas.
But isn't that good? I mean, you were telling us that Pennsylvania, for the first time, has felt like they are at the center of the universe as Democrats try to pick a nominee, and how the candidates have spent so much time there that people in that state have had an opportunity to actually physically see the nominees, whereas in years past it would have been more of a media campaign.
Yeah, that much is nice, but then when you turn on the radio and you watch TV and you see all these generalizations about life in Pennsylvania, well, one thing, you feel that everyone is on to your dirty little secrets and so forth. I mean, because, you know, Pennsylvania is one of those states that has been obscure for a reason. I mean, we are so fragmented and so strange and so old and so apart from the national...
You sound like you're talking about Oregon. We're so different. We're so strange. We need a hug. No. This is a world wrestling. I really don't know what it's going. I heard a story that one of the reasons that Republicans have crossed over to the Democratic Party to vote in this primary has to do with listening to Rush Limbaugh and being ordered to do it to favor Hillary.
Right, I alluded to that earlier, and I would hate to think that Pennsylvania's Republicans are so robotic and that they would change their registration just to do that. But you know what? If you're going to play a trick like that, Pennsylvania's a nice place to do it, because in many ways, we do have the kind of political environment that responds well to all sorts of mischief. I mean, we have all sorts of corruption here that... really approaches Florida in terms of its bizarre.
But Tony, that's so many states. I mean, here's a more factual question. I've been reading that voter turnout is expected to shatter all previous records.
Any sign of that right now?
You think that's true?
You know, my gut tells me, I have not gone to the polls yet, but my gut tells me that that's absolutely true. I mean, you can drive into places that are generally apolitical, drive down the street and you'll see Obama signs or Hillary signs, and you've never seen them before. And I think that the level of excitement here to be a part of this nation-changing election. I mean, that's not just hype.
Well, that's great. I mean, Tony Norman, we're going to come back after a break. Tony Norman is a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I guess the headline would be, in record numbers, Pennsylvanians go to the poll to mess with the process.
There you go.
No, that's not good. They're participating in the process.
Messing with it.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.